This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey, how's it going? New listener to the show. I actually just found you guys, I think, around like 4 or 5 days ago, maybe even more. But this is Mark from L.A. My story, here we go. I believe I was around 8 or 9. I was home alone. My brother was supposed to come and watch me while my mom was at work. Fast forward, I'm just there and I'm waiting. He's supposed to be there at like 10 a.m. 11 comes, 12 comes, 1 p.m. Then I think around like 1:30, it might have been 2. That's when I started getting like a really eerie feeling in my home. We always had history of things happening in my house. Like we had an attic, my grandfather's bicycle that was stored in the den of the house would move all by itself. And, he died when I was 3, and I just remember memories of sitting on his lap and he would tell stories. But anyways, we would always hear creaks in the house. There's always an eerie feeling and a lot of history and whatnot. But more towards my story, I was home alone and watching Pokemon. I definitely remember all that. And to my left, there's a hallway that has my parents' bedroom at the time, a restroom. And then there's another room at the end of the hall that was my sister's room who had moved out a year prior to go to college. And then if you imagine, I'm in the living room and off to my right, there's a kitchen with another corridor for the long kitchen hallway. So it's like a narrow kitchen. It's really long and it extends and goes all the way to the den of the house, which was an add-on that wasn't originally there. So I'm there just watching Pokemon. All I hear is, like this sound, and I'm just going to do it. I've heard some other listeners do their sound, so I'm going to try it out too. So all I hear is, and I'm thinking, oh, that's eerie. I don't think that's real. It's probably just in my head. Probably 5-10 minutes goes by again, but I hear it louder, and I hear, and now I'm really on all, all hands on deck, right? So I start getting fake brave, and I'm just saying, whoever you are, I'm not scared of you. Of course, I was really, really scared of them. My heart was pounding. It was in that hallway to my left that I heard it coming from. So I walk into it, and I'm standing there for possibly what feels like 5 minutes, and it must have not been more than 30 seconds. And I'm just standing there, hairs on the back of my neck, and all I hear again at the end of the hallway from my sister's room, that used to be the room that used to be my sister's, and it was going, so against my better judgment, I'm like slowly creeping on over to this thing. I have to kind of barely open the door, and now I'm in the room. There's nothing but stuffed animals everywhere. Really creepy. Again, you could tell it was a girl's room, she had the Barbies, dolls and everything. And anyways, I started getting the hairs on the back of my neck stood up even more. And now on my forearms, and now I'm just thinking, this is really strange. I walk fully into the room and I hear the door behind me go, ooh! So it closed right behind me. And I am now like, oh my gosh, what is happening? And I feel, mind you, this is a hot summer day, sometime in summer. I feel a left hand touch my left shoulder, and I can tell the left hand because I could feel the thumb moving across my back or the other fingers hooking into me. And it was the coldest thing I've ever felt on my body, colder than any ice pack. In that moment, of course, I freak out. I jump up in the air and I run out like a cartoon character toward my front door. And there's like 3 or 4 locks on the door, of course, overprotective parent, but at the same time, I get it. So I run outside and I didn't even care. I didn't close the door, nothing. I'm just standing out there looking at the front door and I can just see through the screen. I don't necessarily think I see a figure, but I just feel something is there. And I'm just saying, no matter what, I don't care. I'm standing out here. I don't know where to go. I'm on my front lawn. Maybe a neighbor will see me or something. Right in that moment, my aunt, who's not really my aunt by blood, but she's like a family friend. So yeah, basically she came by and she said, "Mijo, like little one, what are you doing out here? You okay?" And I'm starting to freak out. I'm in shock. I can't even word it to her. She's like, "Okay, tell me everything on our way to to Carl's Jr. So, you know, if anyone has Carl's Jr., if you ever had a Western bacon cheeseburger before. So she's like, you want a Western bacon cheeseburger? I'm like, yeah, please. And she's like, okay. And I was like, but can we make it a double Western bacon cheeseburger? And she says, yeah, of course. And she's like, you want that as a meal? I'm like, yeah, can we have it large? So I tell her my whole story. Fast forward, guys, last Christmas during the pandemic, I brought it up and she said, oh, mijo, I remember that day. Someone told me to come and check up on you. I didn't hear a voice. I just had a feeling like someone was telling me, urging me to go. And she didn't live anywhere near close. It was probably 40 minutes away. So for her to make that big leap and just think, hey, let me go check up on him, it was much appreciated. So that's my story, guys. You guys have the best podcast around. It literally makes my day. I'll sometimes listen to it at night, even though I get freaked out. But I'm sure I speak for a lot of listeners, even though they have their own voice. But I know we really appreciate all of you guys. So thank you so much for making all these episodes possible each week and brightening our day. So take care, guys. Bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.